Hey guys, it's Sunnydale Bound, and today I am tackling my very own questionnaire. sorry, still kind of sick. Obviously, you can tell. So let's just jump right in, shall we? Let's just jump right in. Oh my god. Anyway, number one. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? I would love to live in Ireland. I've only ever been to Dublin, but it was such a beautiful city, and the architecture and the like, just people were so amazing, and they were so friendly. They drive like shit, and their roads fucking suck. All of a sudden, your lane just ends. Or your lane just becomes a bus lane. But honestly, I mean, in America, we have lanes like that, too. And we have horrible drivers here in America. So it is what it is. And especially since I'm in the Midwest, if there's a fucking one single solitary snowflake, all of a sudden people forget how to drive. Like, they don't just drive cautiously, they drive like idiots. It is what it is. So, yes, somewhere in Ireland would be a lot of fun to live. And I think that it would be just amazing. Number two, what is the first thing you must do when you wake up? A naughty answer is fine. So... After all the, like, normal first thing to do when you wake up stuff, like, you know, check your phone or use the restroom or brush your teeth or anything like that, the first thing I must do is I have to ingest some form of caffeine, whether it's coffee or soda. I really, really need my caffeine. I am just addicted to it, and... I feel like I am not a functioning human being without it. Like, that's probably bad, but long hair don't care. I need it. Number three, do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept or how do you feel about it? I do play video games. I mainly play on the Xbox. I have a very small library of computer games, mainly like The Sims 4, and I have Diablo 3. I don't have Reaper of Souls for the PC, but I have some free Steam games that came with my Geek Fuel box. I've played a few of them. They're not the greatest, but I had fun. You know, whatever, but, one of the first games that once I, like, you know, growing up as a kid, like, everybody pretty much played The Legend of Zelda or Super Mario World or Super Mario Brothers or, you know, like, GoldenEye, like, everybody pretty much, if you play video games, you've basically played those games, like, that's a common theme, but, like, the game that really started getting me into gaming again was Diablo 2, Lord of Destruction. That specific expansion is when I got into it. I wasted so many hours on that game in high school. During the summer, I would play and I would be on, like, Battle.net and doing, like, Bale runs or Mephisto runs and, like, trying to get my sorceress up to level 99. And I fucking loved just, like, chatting with people and, you know, making friends and trying to, like, just, like, work hard to get those characters to level 99. I never, ever, ever got one to 99. The highest my Sork went to was 97. And you know, I'm all right with that. I'm fine. I'm dealing. So I wish one of these days I could go and reactivate my BattleNet account and get a Sorceress up to level 99, and because obviously Sorceress was the only class worth playing. I mean, besides Paladin, you know, with all those passive auras and, or, well, a Whirlwind Barb was always fun too. You know, I really like that game. But, you know, I would play The Sims 2 a lot. And then The Sims 3 came out and I would play that a lot. And when I got an Xbox, I got a 360 about 8 years ago. And the games that came with it were like Lego Batman and Dirt. And I 100%ed Lego Batman. That was a fun game to do. Super easy and a lot of fun. I never really played Dirt. I'm not big on racing games, but, you know, whatever. But I bought it because my brother had Left 4 Dead on Steam, and I kept playing it over and over, and I didn't know how Steam worked at the time. Or like how like the menu, if you will, worked. So I played the first chapter, No Mercy, over and over and over and over again. And then when I got my 360, I bought Left 4 Dead because I wanted to play it, you know, a different game on there. And so I bought Left 4 Dead, and I was like, I remember I put in the disc, and it's like, I started the solo campaign or whatever, and I was like, oh, you know, this will be fun to play No Mercy on my TV in my room, on my bed, and oh my god, I can just like chill and just hang out and not be at a computer and blah, blah, blah. And then I screamed when I got into a multiplayer match and we were playing, like, I want to say Dead Air. And I was like, there's another map? And my brother comes in and he's like, what are you yelling about? I'm like, there's another map? He's like, there's 5. And I was like, shit. What the fuck? So that was embarrassing, but a lot of fun. And another game that really stole my heart was Fallout 3. My video game collection consisted of Left 4 Dead and Lego Batman and Dirt. And that's it. And I wanted to try something new, so I went into my local game store. Not GameStop. A local place. And I asked them, I was like, alright, so I'm new, I've played video games when I was younger, and I told them what kind, and I was like, and I have Left 4 Dead, and, you know, I'm looking for just a different type of game to play, and what do you recommend? And the guy was really super nice. He, like, started asking me questions, he kind of got to know me a little bit. And he was like, well, so you're into role play? I was like, yeah, definitely. I'm into, you know, RPGs, I suppose. I guess, like, Diablo's kind of role play-y. So, yeah, I mean, I could be down for it. And so he gave me the suggestion to get Fallout 3. And I was like, all right, I trust you. And I go home and I put it in, and like the opening cinematics and the opening, like, tutorial, and I just was so intrigued, and I finally made it out of the vault, and I have my, like, BB gun, and I was new to RPGs, so I didn't know that, like, you check every fucking crevice of every room ever. So I didn't find, like, the extra BBs and the stim packs and, you know, the food and the picking up the armor. And so I didn't have all that. So I'm just, like, running around with just BB gun and, like, 50 BBs, no stim packs, no food, no water, no armor, no helmet, no 10mm pistol from the guards that you kill, no security batons, nothing. Just me and this stupid BB gun. And I go out, and fucking a pack of mole rats attack me and kill me. And I reload, and they attack me, and they kill me. And I try a different way, and then there's more of them on the other side of the mountain, and they attack me and kill me. So I don't know. So I gave up for, like, a week, and finally I was like, you know what? I'm going to try again. And I started a brand new game, and this time I, like, took my time and looked through every room, every dresser drawer, every filing cabinet, and I get outside and I owned those mole rats with my 10mm. So when Fallout New Vegas came out, I fucking had that shit pre-ordered, collector's edition. I have Fallout 3. I have 3 physical copies. The first one that I bought, the second one that came with the lunchbox and the bobblehead, the collector's edition, and, like, the soundtrack or the art book or whatever it is. So I have that physical copy. I have a third physical copy that came with a poster, because I really wanted the poster. And then I have a digital copy too, because I got it for free with my Fallout 4 collector's edition that I bought when it came out for the X-Bone. So yeah, I love Fallout. Yeah, so I guess you could say I'm a gamer. Anyway. Number 4, what is one show or movie you could watch and over again and never get bored with? I'm sure a lot of you are going to assume I'm going to say Buffy or Angel. And I am. No. Yes, Buffy and Angel are shows that I've seen through, like, a dozen times at least. They are amazing. I find something new in each episode to notice. I mean, I've got them tattooed on my body, so, you know, obviously, I'm a fan. But Resident Evil Apocalypse is a movie that I've seen, I would legit say, in the low 40s. I've seen it at least that many times. Whenever it's on TV, whenever it's, like, Halloween, whenever it's, you know what I mean? Whenever I'm just, like, wanting to feel nostalgic, Resident Evil Apocalypse is my shit. Like, it's one of those movies that I can quote almost every single line to and get the inflection and they're so bad. But, like, they're so good. Like, man. I've also seen the movie Legally Blonde so many times. I feel like I've mentioned that before, but fuck. It's so good. Anyway, yeah, so those would be it. Number 5, what is your favorite album by any band or singer? Whew. There are a good handful of albums that, like, the whole album is lit that you don't have to skip a track. And, like, I love when those happen. There's not many for me. I think the album that I would say is my favorite would have to be Save Rock and Roll by Fall Out Boy. That album, just like, if you've never listened to that album or whatever, you've probably heard my songs, Know What You Did in the Dark. But, like, if you haven't, you need to invest 48 minutes of your time and go to YouTube and search for the Youngblood Chronicles. It's that album, they made a music video for every song, and it is just a cinematic masterpiece. It's fucking insane. I love it so much. It's so good. And my favorite songs from that album would have to be Miss Missing You, Young Volcanoes, and The Phoenix. Like, those three, whenever they come on random, I just, like, turn it up and sing at the top of my lungs and just, I fucking love them so much. Number six, have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? Yes, I have. I broke my wrist when I was learning how to ride a bike for the first time. I didn't, for the first time, obviously. I didn't have training wheels and I didn't have a father to help me, and my brothers didn't give a shit. So I was by myself riding back and forth between the driveways, and I fell a lot. And so the doctor said I had over 100 hairline fractures in my arm. Now, I could be misremembering that because 100 sounds like a lot. I feel like he said 100, though. Let's move on. And so I had all these hairline fractures. And years later, I think I was in the second grade, I was being babysat by my cousin's boyfriend's sister, who, like, lived at the top of our street and, like, wasn't my cousin's boyfriend's sister for, like, 3 years after, like, until, like, 3 years after. Like, it was just fate, I guess, that she was in our life. I don't know. Anyway, I was being babysat by her, and I put on roller skates and went outside, and we were skating up and down the street, and I fell off of the curb and I landed on my hand to, like, save myself from, like, bruising my tailbone. And instead, I snapped my wrist in two places. And when I went to the doctor, because I was so young and because I had all of those hairline fractures, obviously CPS was called in. So that was a fun experience for me and my mom, and that was fun. But I got a really cool pink cast out of it eventually, and everybody signed it. And everybody signed it so much that I had to tell people to wait for the second cast. There wasn't enough room. I was popular. No, it's just everybody wanted to sign the cast because it was cool and they'd never seen one before. All right, number seven. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to, or just don't know the logistics of it? Whew. A lot. I'm sure some of you that have listened to me ramble are probably thinking I'm going to say knife play right now. I legit would probably never, ever, ever try that in real life. But I would, the one kink that I would want to try that I have never tried in real life would be being tied up and used. I've been pinned down before, but I've never been handcuffed or had my hands tied behind my back or to a bed or anything like that. I would fucking love to be restrained and used or teased or edged or just do things to me. Anyway, number 8, do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? My favorite go-to toy is any vibrator with an egg shape on the end. It doesn't have to be a bullet vibe, though those are fun. I'm really liking my new toy that I just got. Thank you to the very generous person that purchased it. Anyway, I'm really liking it. The controls are fun and it's really powerful. Like, on max, it's just, it's intense. The one that I've always wanted to try is a fucking machine. Like, there's this porn company called Fucking Machines, and they're like these huge metal contraptions with like those gears that like move, and it sounds like it's like a machine riveting metal or something, and they just sound like they can go so fast. And you just like, you attach a vibrator to the end or a dildo to the end, and you just get fucked as hard and as fast as you want, or as slow or as deep. And they can have 2 head attachments, and you know, I mean, so that's what I've always wanted to try. Number 9, when you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? I love phone sex. Oh, I love phone sex. But when I'm alone, try and find someone to... No. I usually will throw on an audio and pair it with a porn on silent. Like, the double stimulation is nice. And that way it's fast, because if I'm alone, it's harder to come. I don't know. Or, like, if I'm having difficulties, I will hit record, and that instantly makes everything, like, 1,000 times hotter. So, probably that. And last but not least, number 10, what is your biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? I fucking love a guy that can make me laugh. I think having a good sense of humor is just everything. And I love personalities. Like, I don't know. I think not being a dick or an asshole or a creep. And I think that, you know, being able to hold a conversation, being able to discuss things in a way that is respectful to both parties, I think is a really important feature in somebody. So, yeah, I mean, a good voice, obviously, is a major turn-on, but, I mean, if I like you, I'm gonna like your voice, too, so, you know. Anyway, those were my answers, and I really enjoy the responses that I've gotten so far. You guys are amazing, and I hope you enjoy mine, and I hope you take a listen, and I hope you guys have a beautiful day, and it's Monday, and you know, whatever. So, all right, well, I'm gonna go since this is, fuck, this is 25 minutes. I am gonna go. I love you guys. If you made it to the end, you fucking amazing human beings. Mwah, I love you. Okay, bye.